One of my favorites is Rob Motti of the Associated Press. He has written a terrific book called Birds of Prey, the story of Philadelphia Eagles' faith, brotherhood, and a Super Bowl victory, with a foreword written by number 11 himself, Carson Wentz. It's a terrific book. I got it early this summer. I read it. And you can get it anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And Rob Motti joins us right now. How you doing, my brother Rob? What's happening?
My man, Sal. How you doing, Sal, pal?
All right. I'm doing good. Rob, congratulations on the book. It's a terrific book. And anybody who's interested in how the Eagles came together last year and persevered through all of the problems that they had, you really get a sense of it from this book. What inspired you to write this book, Rob?
Well, faith to me is really defines who I am. It's not my success. It's not my accomplishments. It's not what I do for a living. Who I am as a person is defined by my relationship with the Lord. And I've set out to use the platform that I have in the marketplace that I have to be able to glorify Him. And you see athletes doing that on the field when they win a championship or even in some of their difficulties. Carson did it last year after he was injured. So for me, it was just a natural thing. As soon as they won the Super Bowl, within a day or so afterwards, people were like, hey, you ought to write a book. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this book. I know people are going to write about the Eagles and write about them from the football standpoint, which you did, and you did a phenomenal job of that. I wanted to do it from a different angle because for me, that team, those guys, who they were, was defined by their faith, Sal. And we get to take a look at who they were and how they got to overcome one adversity after another through that season last year. And I've never seen a team, and I've been now with the AP for 20 years, I've never seen a team that was closer knit, that was tighter, that had a stronger camaraderie than the Eagles last year. And I think it's because of their faith.
Everywhere I go, I always say, this is the best team I've ever covered, without a doubt. And there's no question that this is the closest group of young men I've ever seen on any team in any sport anywhere in the 25 years that I've been on ESPN. And it's clear that their faith and how much they stayed together was all about how much they believed in one another. As human beings, how in the world did you get Carson Wentz to write a foreword to this book?
Well, Carson and I share that passion, man. We both share the passion to.
But still,
to
I mean, you know, Carson's a tough guy to pin down, and
he is. We've actually done a few events together. I don't know how many people know this. 4 days before the season opener last year, Sal. 4 days before the season opener, Carson Wentz, Steph Wisniewski, and Trey Burton did an event with me, took 5 hours out of their Wednesday night to come out to Eastern University and do an event with me called Faith on the Field for a show that I do. And we just built a rapport, built a relationship. I did another event with them. And when this book came about, I just easily reached out to Carson. I said, hey, can you do it? And he did it. And you know what's so cool about it? I give him the book afterwards and I say, hey, if you feel so inclined, tweet about it, post about it. 2 weeks later, he texts me and he says, hey, I just finished reading it. I loved it. This is great. Really captured everything. Now I'm going to post about it. So it wasn't like he didn't just take my word for it. He waited to actually read it, and then he went and posted about it.
Yeah. After the game on Sunday, he did his press conference. He did a one-on-one with me for SportsCenter, which, he's always gracious with his time with me, always very generous. And then he went back into the press conference room in that nasty-looking green jacket that he had on. That was a crazy-looking jacket. I gave him a little ribbon for that thing. Looked like he just won the Masters. And he went and he was with some people who had won a charity event for his foundation, and he sat there and talked with folks for about a half an hour. People had come from North Dakota. That's the kind of young man that he is.
He walks his talk, Sal. He walks his talk.
He certainly does. And, you know, he really connects with people on a very sincere level. And I think that's why he's been successful so quickly. I mean, I had the opportunity, Rob, to watch him in action. Because I did the radio sideline for ESPN Radio on Sunday. And it is a completely different level of energy from Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles is in and of himself, I think, a terrific young man and a great leader, but they have a different energy level on the field. Carson is just so much more demonstrative and demanding on the field than Nick Foles is.
Yeah, they certainly, and for as great as they get along, and I don't think a quarterback room could be any better than Nick, Carson, and even Nate Sudfeld, but they have different personalities. Carson is the kind of guy who wears his emotions on his sleeves out there when he's playing. He'll give you that first down once in a while, and he's a guy who gets fired up, and he loves to play football. Nick Foles understands that the game isn't his number one thing. And I think we saw that in the Super Bowl with Nick. When he went out there, he just had this sense of peace about him that, yes, hey, win or lose, it doesn't matter. It doesn't define me. Carson wants to win, man. He wants to win. He wants to get that ring. He wants to hoist that Vince Lombardi trophy. And I'm sure he's going to get a chance to do it at some point here in Philly.
Well, I think Nick Foles was ferociously competitive in that game. I mean, and I think there were throws that Nick Foles made in that game, specifically the back of the end zone throw to Corey Clement, that there aren't too many quarterbacks who could make that throw. I mean, it would take him 6 months to make that throw, and he made it, you know, without even thinking about it. That was a perfect throw at the perfect time. And that flea flicker he threw to Torrey, people need to remember what Nick Foles accomplished on the football field in those two games, in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. They were superior athletic plays. And he kept it all together at a time when he was fighting against a very tough defense with Minnesota and going toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. But I want to go back to something that you said, because having interviewed Carson since the day he stepped onto the NovaCare campus, this guy wants so bad to win his own Super Bowl, doesn't he? I mean, he understands that he was part of last year, but he wants to hoist that trophy, doesn't he?
No doubt, Sal. And he will never be bitter or angry or have any kind of resentment about how last year went. And as he says in either in the foreword or at some point in the book, he talks about how it couldn't have played out any better, that Nick was ultimately the one to lift it up and be that guy. But man, he is so competitive. He wanted to play week one. He did everything in his power. He wants to win. He wants to be out there. People sometimes have this misconception, Sal, that if you're a man of faith, if you're a man of Christ, that you're a passive person and you don't have this determination. No. Carson Wentz should show you that you could be a strong man of faith, yet have that hunger, that desire, that determination, that will to want to win and do everything in your power to get to that point in your life.
We're talking to Rob Motti. The book is Birds of Prey, the story of the Philadelphia Eagles' faith, brotherhood, and Super Bowl victory. The book has a foreword by none other than Carson Wentz, number 11. I've read the book. People have read this book. It's a terrific book. It tells you what's going on behind the scenes in a different way, in a way that you wouldn't see from many other books. In fact, not any other book about the Super Bowl team. I suggest you go out, get it, read it, pass it along to your friends and family. Rob, thanks for joining us on the show. Rob, really appreciate it, and good luck with the book, man.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Tremendous respect for you. I appreciate it.